Almighty God also says that all the followers of the Bible come to us and let us talk about the issues that are common amongst us, and we are agree on these points. So Sayyid Mujtaba Musavilari starts from this point.
This kind of decision that he makes puts him in a way that he starts writing some papers in a collection, and we may consider that book or the publication of that book as a kind of hope-giving.
Be more familiar with outstanding Shia figures in The Teacher.
What will we say in front of it? Mu'allim.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is The Teacher, a program about the lives and works of the most outstanding and prominent Muslim thinkers, philosophers, jurists, and scholars, especially the Shiite one all across the world of Islam. With me in the studio are two guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom, Sheikh Mahdavi and Sheikh Zainia. Sheikh Mahdavi, assalamu alaikum, welcome to the show.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
And Sheikh Zainia, assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
We're welcome again to the program, The Teacher. Today we want to talk about an outstanding Muslim Shiite figure who dedicated his life in preaching Islam, especially he was concerned with the religion of Islam as a framework which can be used for the daily life, not only for the Muslims, but the human being in general, per se, all across the world. That's why the English translation of his works, you know, and also the other languages was very much welcomed by all the people all across the world, the both Muslims and the non-Muslims. He is no one but Sayyid Mujtaba Musavi Lari. Sheikh Zainia, let's start with you, brother. Give us a background or biographical information of Sayyid Mujtaba Musavi Lari.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Late Sayyid Mujtaba Musavi Lari was born in 1314 solar calendar or 1925 in the city of Lahr. And the city of Lahr is a small city in the southern part of Iran. And Sayyid Mujtaba Musavi Lari, rahmatullah alayhi, completed his primary education and his preliminary Islamic studies in Lahr. And then he departed for Qom from Lahr and continued his studies in Islamic studies in Qom. Beside that, he tried to write some articles regarding Islamic issues that was needed at that time in the society of Iran, especially for young people. And because he had some illness, he left for some years to Tehran. And after that, he had a trip for medical treatment to Germany. And, you know, he had stayed for some months in Germany. And this trip had, you know, a very deep impression in his future. And he had a meeting also with the late Sayyid Imam Musa Sadr in Germany.
Yes.
And when he came back to Iran, he decides to write a book regarding the issue of Western culture and Western society, that this book is very famous in the, you know, world nowadays.
Western Civilization Through Muslim Eyes.
Yes.
This is the English translation.
And the book is Western Civilization Through Muslim Eyes.
That's right.
Of course, this book is not only limited in English, but also it is translated into German language, Italian, French, Japanese, many other different
languages.
They say
28 languages this book has been translated to. But I said you traveled to the Germany was a turning point. How? I mean, because he faced some of the new problems in the Western world and then decided to compile such a book?
Yes. As he himself also represents, he saw that Western society is facing with many different problems. And he felt that this culture is surrounding human being and putting him in siege. So he says that, okay, if human being wants to solve his problems and to find salvation at the end of his life or during his life even, the culture or the Western culture is not a good prescription for him.
Mm-hmm.
So That's why he says that Islam has teachings, that these teachings, if are implemented by a human being, then human being will find salvation in his life.
That's all right. Very good. Okay. Thank you very much, Sheikh Ziyani. Sheikh Mahtawi, let's get to you, brother. What other information can you give us about the scholarly life of Sayyid Mustafa Mousavi Lahori? Of course, we'll get to his main methodology of tabligh, because we know that these great muballiqeen and the preachers of Islam and all across the world have their own methods, okay? And the method of, I think, Sayyid Mustafa Mousavi Lahori is really fascinating and interesting. Before that, give us some more details about his scholarly life.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. One of the aspects of his life that I think we have to consider is this aspect, the political aspect of his life, besides his scholarly life, that inshallah we are going to talk about it. It is really interesting that we see somebody like Sayyid Mujtaba Mousavi Lahori, although he is coming from a small city in the southern part of Iran, he was really active in terms of politics. And there are memories in terms of his activities in the politics. For example, when they find out that the parliament representative of their city is not abiding by the Islamic law, they go to different ulama in order to ban him or in order to prevent him from being chosen as a parliament representative for the next time. So it shows that he was really active in terms of politics to reach this level, to ban somebody from getting this position in the politics. Another very important thing that must be mentioned is his social activities in terms of the cultural issues for the youth. He had this concern for the youth, no matter if they are living next to him in his city or they are living 1,000 miles
away.
Yes, that's away from him. So we see at his time when he was really young, when he felt that young are getting affected through the immoral content of the magazine of Zaneruz, being published by the government of Shah at that time.
That's right.
They decided to ban this magazine from being distributed in their city. So it's really important. And he has a meeting with Imam Khomeini before the revolution. And in that meeting, Imam Khomeini was talking to him with respect to the very high-level political issues that Ayatollah Burujerdi had with Imam Khomeini. And he was the representative of Imam Khomeini before the revolution. So these things show us that he was actually multidimensional student of Hawza. He was not a kind of ordinary student of Hawza. In terms of his works, he has really great works being translated in different languages. But this aspect of his life also should not be ignored.
I think what is important about the life of Sayyid Mujtaba Mousavi Lahori is that as an alim, as a scholar, he was concerned with the socio-cultural and religio-political affairs of his society on that time, especially among the young generation, something which is unfortunately very much neglected by some of the scholars, because, you know, a scholar might think that my scholar life and my expertise are related to my specific major and field of study and has nothing to do with the society. But people like him, you know, especially with compiling the articles in the magazine Maktab-e Islam, he wrote so many articles over there guiding the people on different topics, especially akhlaq. This is really important to be considered about the life and the works of Sayyid Mujtaba Mousavi Lahori. Okay, Sheikh Ziyaniya, I think this made the ground and paved the ground for him in order to preach Islam in a different way, isn't it?
Yes, you know, maybe sometimes when we want to talk about preaching Islam, we may think that, okay, if we see a non-Muslim, we should, you know, bring some crucial issues and put them on the table and discuss about such issues. For example, we should talk about the issues that we are not agree with, you know, non-Muslims. But Sayyid Mujtaba Mousavi Lahori rahmatullah alayhi was thinking differently. He was saying that, okay, if we want to talk about Islamic teachings with a non-Muslim, or with a Sunni brother when he was not accepting some of your ideas, then it is not necessary to start from the differences. Mm-hmm. But it's better to start from common points.
Uh-huh. Focusing on commonalities rather than differences.
Yes. Very good. This is exactly in accordance with the order of Almighty God in chapter Ali Imran, that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم قل يا أهل الكتاب تعالوا إلى كلمة سواء بيننا وبينكم ألا نعبد إلا الله ولا نشرك به شيئا ولا يتخذ بعضنا بعضا أربابا من دون الله. Almighty God also says that, oh, the followers of the Bible, come to us and let us talk about the issues that are common amongst us, and we are agree on these points. So Sayyid Mujtaba Musavi Lari starts from this point, and from this point of view, he introduced Islam its, you know, concepts to non-Muslims and also to Sunni
showing
brothers.
The beauties of Islam to the world, I think.
Yes.
That's why most of the people, including the outstanding bilateralist and man of literature, Hamid Elgar, who has translated most of the works of Sayyid Mujtaba Musavi Lari into English, were fascinated by his methods, were attracted to the religion of Islam, and finally converted to the religion of Islam. This is because of the look that Sayyid Mujtaba Musavi Lari had at the religion of Islam, as you said. Also, I think he avoided sectarian differences.
Yes.
Yes. I mean, without looking at it as a Sunni or Shia one, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
He, as I mentioned, he is trying to highlight the, you know, common points.
Common points, that's right.
And, you know, he says that, okay, if we have some differences, but we have many, you know, similarities. Mm-hmm. So why we should leave the similarities and just focus on the differences?
That's right.
So, for example, you mentioned the name of Hamid Elgar, the translator of most of the works of Sayyid Mujtaba Musavi Lari. For example, Hamid Elgar wrote to him in a letter that after his conversion into Islam, because Hamid Elgar was a professor in the United States, and he was a well-known figure and, you know, a scholar.
Yes.
So he says that not a week passes that in the United States we have some letters from different, you know, elites and noble people that they have studied your book.
Okay.
I mean the book Western
Civilization Through Muslim Eyes.
Through a Muslim Eyes.
Yes.
And they have changed their mind regarding Islam, and even some of them have converted into Islam. So it shows that the point of view by Sayyid Mujtaba Musavi Lari is a correct one and is accepted by logic people and you know, normal people.
I'm really interested if we can dedicate one separate session to Western civilization through Muslim eyes. And most of the young converts who come to the Islamic houses of Iran, you know, one of the books for sure that they mention is this one. Okay, no more details about the scholarly method, Sheikh Mahtavi?
I think this is also good to know that he was really suffering from the digestive disease. Mm-hmm. When he was really young, as my brother mentioned, he was suffering from this disease. And when doctors couldn't cure him in Iran, he decided to move to Germany.
Yes.
And within his stay in Germany, this is a good excuse for everyone to give up, saying, okay, I have started this path for my life, but just in this path is something that I'm going to dedicate my life for the sake of Allah.
That's right.
But see how Allah is going to treat me. So this is a good point to give up.
Yes.
But what will happen for him? Mm-hmm. Since he realized that, okay, I have to cope with this, no matter if I'm going to suffer till the end of my life. This kind of sacrifice or this kind of decision that he makes puts him in a way that it is mentioned in his memories that when he was in Germany, he started writing some papers because it was his first encounter with the Western environment and Western world.
The world, that's right.
So these papers, after all, were put in a collection, and then he just put it in the format of the book.
That's right.
And we may consider that book or the publication of that book as a kind of hope-giving or a strengthening his hope.
That's right.
To keep going on this path. So it happens a lot when people come to Seminary Hosea, specifically when they are coming from far places. When they face these difficulties and problems, they may give up.
Yes.
They may start complaining. But it's good to look at the life of Sayyid Mujtaba Musa Billahi and the end of his life, that everybody is talking good about his lifestyle.
As you said, this sincerity of action and this effort, I mean, stopless efforts, has made him one of the greatest scholars of our contemporary Iran. Most of the foreign students are really interested in reading out his books, God and his attributes, you know, as we said, Western civilization through Muslim eyes, imamate and leadership, and also knowing God are among the most outstanding works of Sayyid Mujtaba Musavi Lari. Most of them have been translated by Hamid Algar, and one of them that is Knowing God by F.J. Golding. This is also a good translation, the English translation out of his work. That's all right. We missed this outstanding man. At the age of 77, it was 1391, according to the solar calendar, one Saturday in the cold winter. According to his last will and testament, he was taken into Maktabul Quran, which is very much close to the cemetery of the martyrs or Golzar Shuhada in the small city of Lar, the place that he was born and he belonged to. And Ayatollah Shobairi Zanjani did the burial prayer on his body, and he was buried over there. May Allah bless him. He had a really fruitful life, and he was a source of blessing and source of benefit for all the people, truth seekers and justice seekers all across the world. Thank you very much, Sheikh Ziaunia and Sheikh Mahtabi, for presence in this program.
You are most welcome.
You are most welcome, and thank to the listeners also.
You're welcome. And dear listeners, thank you very much again for listening to us. This was The Teacher, a program on the life and works of the most outstanding Muslim thinkers and scholars. For more information and to download for free our previous discussions, visit our website at parstoday.com/Ian Call of Islam page. Also, you can check out our YouTube channel and Instagram page, Call of Islam Radio. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.